your weekly dose of silly news from the Whispering Auntie. I'm whispering because my kids are asleep and this is when I get to read my RSS feeds and news. I thought I'd share some of this silly news with you because maybe you don't know. Okay, shh, let's begin. First, from boingboing.net, the directory full of wonderful things we all love. Just in is a link to a piece in The Nation about the new American embassy in Baghdad, which cost a whopping $592 million to build. It was reported to be surrounded by a 15-foot-thick wall, almost as large as the Vatican on a scale comparable to the Mall of America. Wow, so expensive one ah. Building an embassy or another White House? Some more people don't have electricity for 22 hours. These guaylos all used to build their palace. Don't think they're leaving anytime soon. Apparently purposely so luxurious one because can't nobody from the US want to come here and work. As the report says, this is beyond lunacy. More silly news from Boing Boing. Coke employees busted for selling Coke's recipe to Pepsi. If you were Pepsi, won't you just go and buy a bottle and test? Did you know that Bollywood got its own Superman movie out also called Krish? Spelt with a K and two R's, short for Krishna, which is the name of the boy in the movie. Trust these Bollywood types to go and cash in on this at the same time as the real deal. This Krishna is Lagi Terror. Not only can he leap over tall buildings and run faster than horses, he's also a math whiz and can talk to animals. And you know what? Singapore helped to produce it. Don't play. Got futuristic landscape of Singapore complete with orangutan from the Singapore Zoo. Wow, so clever. More news from Singapore. Our friends down south made a big hoo-ha about Mr. Brown, its most famous blogger, for expressing anti-government sentiments. Mr. Lee Kin Man, who has a weekly column in Today, a national tabloid, got his column suspended because of these feelings that he expressed to the public. The press secretary to the Ministry of Info said that journalists or newspapers cannot champion issues or campaign for or against the government. Come on, Miss Bhavani. I'm sure if Mr. Brown was talking good about the government, you will be buying Today newspaper already. Oh wait, it already belongs to you. Miss Bhavani was also quoted by Reporters Without Borders as saying that a columnist who presents himself as a non-political observer while exploiting his access to the mass media to undermine the government's standing with the electorate is no longer a constructive critic but a partisan player in politics. To cut a long story short, disagreeing with your government publicly downgrades you from concerned citizen to politician. So ladies and gentlemen, don't play the fool. And now for something just as ridiculous, if not less so. In Canada, a landfill boss drank juice from his own rubbish. Ayo, disgusting. Mr. Bob McKay insists his dump is so safe that you can drink a glass of the juices that ooze from his landfill. The question is, who expects a landfill to be clean? To wrap things up, my friend Leah of cuddlyfamily.wordpress.com told me yesterday that a parent of some kids in her twins' preschool gonna rob in Bandar Utama at Parang Point. Apparently, the father, a big gila also, go and withdraw 50k from his bank account and brought the money with him to the preschool. Come on lah, uncle. So many reports of robbery still not scared me. Luckily, the kids all not let out yet. The clincher of this story is that the police told him, "You okay what? Nemain lah. Can't do anything now." Can you believe that? For the full story, please visit Leah's blog at cuddlyfamily.wordpress.com. Don't worry, I know you buggers damn lazy. I spell out the links for you in my blog at theimperfectmom.com. That's theimperfectmom.com. And that's all from me for now, the Spring Auntie, also known as the Imperfect Mom. Thank you for joining me and good night. Shh.